Welcome to Afterglow. I'm your host, David Brent Johnson. Songwriter Jimmy Webb was only in his early 20s when he became a major presence on the pop rock charts of the late 1960s, as singers and groups scored hits with versions of Webb tunes such as By the Time I Get to Phoenix, Up, Up and Away, and MacArthur Park. We'll hear those songs and more, performed by Frank Sinatra, Cassandra Wilson, Rosemary Clooney, another popular song artist, as well as up-and-coming singers of the late 1960s such as Glen Campbell and Dusty Springfield. It's the Jimmy Webb Songbook, coming up next on Afterglow.
Oh, what she'll say to herself some sunny day.
Fifth Dimension and two Jimmy Webb songs from The Magic Garden, the 1967 concept album that he wrote for the band Carpet Man, and before that, The Worst That Could Happen. David Brent Johnson here with you on Afterglow, featuring the songs of Jimmy Webb this time around on the program. Jimmy Webb, the son of a Baptist minister, born on August 15, 1946 in Elk City, Oklahoma, and who'd go on to become one of the most popular songwriters of the late 1960s and early 1970s, with hits such as By the Time I Get to Phoenix, MacArthur Park, and numerous other tunes topping the charts, but always by other performers, not by Webb himself. Singers like Glenn Campbell and Frank Sinatra championed Webb when he was barely out of his teens, and in 1967, two of his songs won a combined 8 Grammys. Webb's songwriting inspiration drew on his early love of literature, his attraction to visual imagery, and his own romantic relationships, as well as musical influences ranging from Dave Brubeck to Burt Bacharach, and he had a gift for coming up with sophisticated pop melodies and hooks. We'll hear some of Webb's most famous songs in this first set, starting off with an instrumental jazz version of a hit for frequent Webb interpreters, The Fifth Dimension. This is saxophonist Sonny Chris doing Up, Up and Away on Afterglow.
Thank you. sends a lineman for the county. And he drives the main road, always searching in the sun for another singing through the wires. I can hear him through the wine, but my Wichita lineman is still on the line. Short vacation, but it don't look like rain. And if it snows, that stretch down south will never stand the strain. I want him for all time, but my Wichita lineman is still. A short vacation, but it don't look like rain. Oh, and if it snows, that stretch down south will never stand the strain. I know I need him more than want him, and I want him for all time, but my Wichita lineman still on the line. Thank you.
still see her dark eyes glowing. She was 21 when I left Galveston. Galveston, oh Galveston, I still hear your sea waves crashing while I watch the cannons flashing. I clean my gun and dream of Galveston. I still see her standing by the water, standing there looking out to sea. And is she waiting? Galveston, oh Galveston, I am so afraid of dying. Before I dry the tears she's crying, before I watch your seabirds flying in the sun at Galveston.
Time I get to Phoenix, she'll be rising. She'll find the note I left hanging on her door. She'll laugh when she reads the part that says I'm leaving. Cause I've left that girl many times before. By the time I make Albuquerque, probably stop for lunch, give me a call. But she'll just hear that phone keep on ringing. Ringing off the wall. That's all, that's all, that's all. By the time I make Oklahoma, she'll be sleeping. She'll turn softly and she'll call my name out. Oh, just to think, to think I'd really leave her. Though time and time I've tried to tell her so, she just didn't know. I really would go.
Frank Sinatra doing Jimmy Webb's By the Time I Get to Phoenix from Sinatra's 1968 reprise album Cycles, a song which, like Webb's big hit MacArthur Park, was inspired by the breakup of his relationship with a cousin of singer Linda Ronstadt. We also heard Glenn Campbell performing Galveston from All the Best, Cassandra Wilson before that singing Webb's Wichita Lineman from her 2002 CD Belly of the Sun, and alto saxophone Sonny Chris starting off the set doing Webb's Up, Up and Away from Chris's 1967 prestige album of the same name. I'll have more of the music of Jimmy Webb in just a few moments. You can listen to many previous Afterglow programs and view playlists on our website at indianapublicmedia.org/afterglow, and you can find us now on Facebook as well. Production support for Afterglow comes from Bicycle Garage, offering complete bicycle repair and sales, as well as custom fitting services. Located at 507 East Kirkwood next to the IU campus and online at bikegarage.com. Bicycle Garage, for bicycling around the block and around the world since 1980. I'm David Brent Johnson, and you're listening to Afterglow. I'm playing the music of songwriter Jimmy Webb on this edition of Afterglow. One writer has called Webb the foster child of Tin Pan Alley and 60s singer-songwriter, and he's sometimes been labeled a latter-day Hoagy Carmichael for his ability to come up with ingenious and enduring hit songs. And those songs have appealed to a wide range of artists over the years, ranging from Frank Sinatra and the Fifth Dimension to Tony Bennett, Glenn Campbell, Art Garfunkel, Linda Ronstadt, John Denver, and R.E.M. One of Webb's earliest and most important backers was singer Johnny Rivers. We'll hear him in this next set of recordings that evoke the late 60s, early 70s pop magic of Jimmy Webb, beginning with Nina Simone and Do What You Gotta Do on Afterglow.
Do what you gotta do. Come on back and see me when you can. Man, I can understand how it might be kinda hard to love a girl like me. I don't blame you much for wanting to be free. I just wanted you to know I've loved you better than your own kin did. From the very start, it's my own fault what happens to my heart. You see, I've always known you'd go. So you just do what you gotta do, my wild, sweet love. Though it may mean that I'll never kiss the see me when you can. Now I know they make you feel sad, they make you feel so bad. They say you don't treat me like you should, they got ways to make you feel no good. I guess they got no way to know. I've had my eyes wide open from the start, and man, you never lied to me. The part of you that they'll never see is the part you've shown to me. So you just do what you gotta do, my wild, sweet love.
Freed me and smashed the to the road. There's no other way to say it. Baby found out quite early in the game that I belong to my songs, so she chose not to play it. Now I walk down the street and I hear them call my name. Tune Smith, sing me a song. Give me your laughter, give me your tears. Tune Smith, sing me a song. But who sings a song for the Tune Smith? Who sings a song for the Tune Smith? She could have changed my mind if anyone could do it. That's why I know I'll always be this way. And now that I've got fame, I find there's nothing to it. I remember how I loved her when I hear the people say, Tune Smith, sing me a song. Give me your laughter, give me your tears. Tune Smith, sing me a song. But who sings a song for the Tune Smith? Who sings a song for the Tune Smith? This hotel room is all I own. Now that all my friends are gone home. Song for the Tune Smith. Tell me who sings a song for the Tune Smith. Tune Smith, sing me a song. Give me your laughter, give me your tears. Tune Smith, sing me a song. Who sings a song for the Tune Smith?
Yeah.
Dusty Springfield, 1968, doing Jimmy Webb's Magic Garden from the Dusty Springfield Anthology. Johnny Rivers before that, doing Webb's Tunesmith, a song that sure sounds autobiographical, from Johnny Rivers' Anthology, 1964 through 1977. Hugo Montenegro performing Webb's When It Was Done from the Various Artists Collection, Jimmy Webb Tunesmith, and Nina Simone with Do What You Gotta Do from Sugar in My Bowl. I'll wrap up this Afterglow tribute to songwriter Jimmy Webb with music from two top-notch performers of classic American popular song, Rosemary Clooney and Frank Sinatra, as well as an epic instrumental rendition of Webb's landmark song MacArthur Park, which, as recorded by Richard Harris, topped out at over 7 minutes long. The tune became a signature one for trumpeter Maynard Ferguson, and we'll hear his 1970 version of it. First, Rosemary Clooney and Time Flies on Afterglow.
Life begins and spirits rise, and they become memories that vaporize, and the vapor becomes the dreams we devise, and while we are dreaming, time flies. Night turns to dawn and dreams to sighs, and sighs change to sweet love that never dies, and love comes laughter and lullabies, and while we are dreaming, time flies. While we are dreaming, we meet and exchange conversations routinely, and nothing seems strange. But when we awake, there's a sense of unease that another night's gone just as quick as you please. Night turns to dawn and then to bright skies, and bright skies to picnics on warm Julys, to deep umber autumns and winter goodbyes, and while we are dreaming, time flies. While we are dreaming, time flies.
this time we almost made the pieces fit, didn't we? This time we almost made some sense of it, didn't we? This time I had the answer right here in my hand. Then I touched it and it had turned to sand. This time we almost sang the song in tune, didn't we? This time we almost made it to the moon. Didn't we? This time we almost made our poem rhyme. And this time we almost made that long, hard climb. Didn't we almost make it this time?
close with Maynard Ferguson doing Jimmy Webb's MacArthur Park from The Essential Maynard Ferguson. Frank Sinatra before that doing Webb's Didn't We from My Way. And Rosemary Clooney with Time Flies from her CD Demi Centennial. Thanks for tuning in this edition of Afterglow. Production support for Afterglow comes from Bicycle Garage, offering complete bicycle repair and sales, as well as custom fitting services. Located at 507 East Kirkwood next to the IU campus and online at bikegarage.com. Our engineer is Michael Pascash, and I'm David Brent Johnson, hoping that you'll join me again for more jazz, ballads, and American popular song on Afterglow.